Good morning to you, Drew.
I am here.
Oh, excellent. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. It's pretty cold out there in a lot of spots today. In fact, the coldest morning of the season for many areas out there in the plains, and it's going to get colder. In fact, we're seeing freezes all the way down into West Texas this morning. In the next couple of nights, we'll be in the teens and 20s out there. But back here in the Midwest, we're going to see our share of cold as well. It'll take a little while for it to work its way into the area. We've got some negative and positive single-digit readings occurring way out in the Northwest Plains. Most of that extreme cold will stay away from the heart of the Midwest. But we'll see our share of teens and 20s for lows. As we move towards the end of the week and into the weekend, we will see our first surge of cold come across the region here today. And most of that is going to result in temperatures that will drop down into mostly 20s and 30s for afternoon highs in the western Corn Belt. The eastern Corn Belt will still be quite balmy today, temperatures in the 50s, maybe even coming up over 60 degrees in some areas in Ohio. The cold front goes right through the heart of the Midwest this morning. Southerly breezes, temperatures in the 50s in Indiana and parts of Michigan at this hour, but it's only in the 30s across western Illinois, and quite a bit of northwesterly wind blowing across the western belt. We have a little bit of rain and snow showers occurring in quite a few locations. As we go through the rest of the day today, we will see the cold air mass work its way through the remainder of the region, and the majority of us will see at least a risk of some shower activity from eastern Illinois into Ohio and Michigan. Most of the precipitation that occurs will be light. I don't think there'll be anybody that gets more than a couple tenths of an inch of moisture from this, and many areas will only see trace amounts to a few hundredths of an inch. But there will be a few flakes of snow in the air, and those will most likely occur from parts of northern Illinois and eastern Iowa into Michigan. As the colder air settles into the region, we'll have more dry air across the region, so the harvest is not likely to be seriously disrupted by this particular round of cold. The reinforcing shot of cold starts to work its way through the Midwest over this weekend, and when that takes place, we'll likely see some light snowfall again. This time we may see a dusting up to an inch. Maybe a couple of counties out there may end up with a couple of inches of snow. The majority of that will likely come out of Iowa and work its way across Illinois and all the way over to Ohio and Michigan. So quite a bit of the Midwest will see a little bit of snowfall before we're all done here. And then as we get into Sunday morning and Monday morning, that's when our coldest temperatures will likely settle into the region. Sometime around midweek next week, we'll actually start a bit of a warming trend, and we'll start working our way out of this deep cold hole that we're in at the moment. But really the best news is that most of us in the Midwest are not going to be plagued by any major snow event like that which occurred in the upper parts of the Midwest. Areas from South Dakota to northwestern Wisconsin ended up with 6 to 12 inches of snow on the ground this morning, with local totals upwards to about 16 and a half inches. That's a horrible way to start off the winter season, if we want to call it that. The outlook in South America today continues to be favorable for most of Brazil and Argentina. We will watch real closely in Argentina for a rain event that is probably going to show up about a week from now. If that rain event occurs as advertised, it'll be very well-timed. There's going to be some concern, though, about drying in Argentina for a little while. There's already some production areas in the northwest that are really quite dry and do need to see a significant amount of rain. For Brazil, though, it looks like timeliness and precipitation for most of the country. The south will be drying out over the next week, but they've been so wet for quite a while this season that a little bit of drying is going to turn out to be quite a benefit for some of those southern crops. So the bottom line is that there's nothing to be too concerned about for South America for a while. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather in Kansas City. Joins us here on the opening market report from Illinois Public Media.